All right, my first guest, I've got three guests this morning. My first one's in the studio. It's Brian Wilson. Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So you're from the Ragtimers Ukulele Group playing at the Old School Arts Centre Friday night.
Friday night at the live and a local session, that's right.
And how many ukulele players in the group?
Well, we've got over 20 joining us tomorrow night, so we'll be filling that stage pretty much.
Yes, you will, because I've seen the Blister Sisters up there, but I don't think there were 20 of them, and they filled things up.
They've held their group to about 12. And there are a number of the Blister Sisters are also in the Ragtimers as well. And
right.
And what we're doing, well, is tomorrow night is a dress rehearsal for the group heading to Mungify's to a Raglan, to a Mungify ukulele festival that's on next weekend.
Okay.
So they get some pretty gnarly weather up there, so let's hope the weather's fine for
them. Yeah. And how did you develop such an army of ukulele players? I didn't know there were that many out there.
Well, it's an interesting story. My wife came back from Pilates saying one of the ladies wanted to learn to play the ukulele, and I volunteered you, she said. So
yes, that happens.
That's right. So we had her around and a couple of other ladies from Pilates, and we started playing ukulele in the lounge. It wasn't long, and just around COVID time, we got a bit big for us. So it didn't work online because of the delays and, you know, and Zoom and so on.
Yeah, that's right. You can't really play music together.
So after we were able to join up again, we started practicing. Betty DeProse and I ran some free lessons, and we got 30 people to that.
All right.
And a number of those have moved to our Wednesday sessions and at the old school that we have for the ukulele sessions. And there's a good 25 to 28 regular sort of come and go. It's, you know, if everyone comes and goes, it's free. There's no, it's the idea is to have some fun. In fact, that's our rule, have some fun.
Yeah.
And the second rule is refer to rule one. So,
right. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
So I've seen, having seen the Blister Sisters, it's all ukuleles are not created equal. There seems to be different types.
Oh, there are. There's the little ones that kids play. And we had a lot of us have concert. I've got an 8-string, for example.
An 8-string ukulele?
Yeah.
What madness is this? Yeah, well, is it big? I hope it's bigger.
It's no bigger than a concert, but it's tuned like a 12-string guitar would be with two twin strings.
And, twin strings.
Yeah. So it just has a slightly different sound. In fact, at one of the Live and Locals, I played it with Matt playing the Kermit the Frog, and it sounded a bit like a banjo, the way I played it.
So, okay, I think I saw that. Matt Cambick.
That's it, yeah. He and I played a bit together as well. But Live and Local is happening this Friday night. So that's...
I think doors open at 7, starts at 7:30, something like
does,
that.
It does, yes, that's right.
And you guys are the last act, is it?
Ragtime is the last act, but I happen to have slipped into the first act as well, just by the way.
Yeah, so you're Pete Ames' backing man.
Pete's written a couple of songs, so and because it's New Zealand Music Month, we figured that it'd be nice if Pete played those, and he's never played in a quite like this. He and I party play mostly.
Right, so he's doing the singing.
Doing the singing. I'll do some harmonies and help him with both ukulele and the guitar. So
okay, and what sort of music is it? Give an idea of the genre.
It's love songs, actually.
Love songs from Pete. Okay.
From Pete.
It's hard to keep a good man down.
You can't keep Pete down, no.
Yeah, okay. So that's all happening there. I'm kind of curious about the Ragtimers group. This is, you said it's open to all comers if someone wants to join.
Well, a good example is last night I got a call from the old school saying that there's a young woman in town and she's wants to learn to play the guitar, and she said she heard that there was something happening at the old school at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, and the old school said, no, that's the ukulele group, but you're welcome to come along, and she joined us.
Okay.
And so there's a couple of guitars here sometime. We have a bass, and I'm on harmonica from time to time, all of those things. So it's totally open door policy. People come and people go. It's a koha entry just to pay for the rent of the building for the day.
It's actually quite interesting. I've seen you guys play at the market once, and I think my only experience of large groups of people playing ukulele was school groups where the kids are pressed. They're all given a ukulele and press ganged into playing, and they're not all into it.
Yeah.
But it's actually once you get an organised group and they're synchronised, they're working together, not against each other, it actually sounds quite impressive, and it's a big sound because you've got so many people.
Well, that's right. You know, there's going to be 20 of us, and there's actually 21 of us going up to Mangawhai, so there's 20 of us playing with... rehearsed last night, for example.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is a big sound. It's almost we don't need mics.
Mm.
In fact, I've been asked not to sing quite so loudly. So,
so are you and Betty like the coordinators of the group?
Between Betty and I and Penny Bushfield.
Oh, yes. Yeah, who organises the Live and Local.
She organised Live and Local. And she's also in it. She's playing in it as well. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So, as I said, it's all about having some fun, and we think we sound okay.
From what I've heard, I thought it sounded really good. Yeah. And I was kind of surprised because it wasn't. I think it's the unexpected nature of it.
Yes,
that catches and you're like, oh, this is actually really good. Compared to what you know you've seen with ukuleles in the past. What was I going to ask about? Oh, songs. What sort of songs are you playing?
The Ragtime, because it's New Zealand Music Month, we've included one from the 660 group.
Oh, yeah.
Pepeha.
Yeah.
But generally, they're sort of 60s, 70s songs, 80s, or mostly 60s probably, that everyone kind of knows and can sing along to.
Right, the classic hits stuff.
Yeah, the Beatles and the Troggs and the... The Turtles and
okay,
all the old bands from way back.
So
that's where I'm mostly singing from, that sort of songbook.
Okay, and you say you're going to a ukulele festival. Is that the only ukulele festival in the country, or are there other events? Is this a growing movement? Is what I'm trying to discover.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, this area is pretty much the hub because you've got Te Pahu, which has two extraordinary ukulele groups.
Two from Te Pahu.
Yeah, yeah. There's a ladies' group called Sylvia's Toaster,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the name of the guys' group, but who actually started first. But they are very strong in ukulele. Actually, that's Colin Chung's in our group, and he reminds us that it's a Hawaiian instrument, and it should be referred to as ukulele.
Ukulele, yes, because that's where Colin comes from, so he should know.
Yeah, yeah. So he's also involved and joined. He won't be there tonight, but he's with us. Yes,
yeah.
And we've been in one other competition called the Ukulele Blast, which was in November. And we were very surprised and happy that we won second place, but the best performance trophy. So that was a bit of a surprise to us.
How can you be best performance at a performance, but not first place overall?
I think it's a little bit like the trophies that they hand out at the raft race on.
you
get a trophy, and that's what happened to be written on it.
Right, okay.
I think that's it. Because that's right. It was Pete Aim, who, you know, we're doing the Live and Local thing. Aim and I paddled the last raft race day, and we won a trophy on that one, which I've still got. I must give that one back.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen this year, normally they'll come after you if you've got a trophy that they want back, especially if it's one of those Chris Meek artworks.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful artwork made of an Anglia tail light or something.
Oh, you recognise the tail light? Oh, yes. Well done, well done. So this event you were at, like how many ukulele groups were there and what was the crowd like?
Well, there was probably a couple of hundred people there at the Hamilton Cosy Club.
Oh, yeah.
And groups from Mangawhai, and that's how we met them.
Yeah.
There's another little group out, a big group in Hamilton, big group that meet on Hamilton at the Cosy Club.
Yeah.
They were from Ngātia, from Thames, from Cambridge. Anyway, that's...
Around the place.
All over the top half of the North Island, really.
Yeah. It's interesting just to see these things that emerge. Maybe it's a ukulele era coming up.
Well, it certainly surprised us because, as I said, when we got such a good response from people who want to play and have some fun with it, as I said, it's all about just enjoying the singing, and singing's great therapy, by the way. Oh, we also play from time to time up at the Raglan Rest Home.
Okay.
Just, you know, for fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is a ukulele easy to learn?
Well, it is. It's because
you're talking to someone who doesn't play any stringed instruments, okay. So no clues here.
Well, an example would be my wife, Delwyn, who hadn't played a stringed instrument ever. She played other instruments, but not stringed. And within a year, she's now playing. No, she's been playing a few years now, but she understands the chords. And you get finger memory when you're playing a guitar or ukulele or any of these instruments.
Yeah.
And it just takes practice. That's the whole thing about it. It takes practice.
Mm. Yes, that's the lesson. And have you been a musician like for your whole life?
Oh, well, let's say that when I was about 15, I joined a band in Hamilton when we were living in Hamilton, as a school kid.
Yeah.
And played in a band for probably 3 years and then didn't play after that much. I just sort of played around about and just had guitar at home for my own use and in the backyard at mum and dad's place when we, for Christmas and et cetera, birthdays.
Yeah.
And didn't play hardly anything. In fact, when I came to Raglan, I hadn't told anyone. It was actually Pete Aim playing at a Christmas party somewhere, and he got a bit tired. He said, "Anybody else want to play?" So I picked up the guitar and played a song that's how we met.
So is that so that's in recent years then?
Oh, that was 10. Well, we've been living in Raglan 11 years, so that was about 10 years ago.
I'd call that recent compared to 50, the age of being a teenager.
Yeah, that's right.
I presume you're retired?
Well, yes. So
very retired.
Very retired. I mean, this is really early morning for me.
Oh, right.
I'm just kidding.
If I'd known, I would have put you on later.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, so folks, we're talking to Brian Wilson, who's one of the people behind the Ragtimers Ukulele Group, playing it live and local Friday night. And if you're listening at 6:45 in the morning, it's tonight. Mm. And there's going to be also Lynn Wilkins playing as well, and Pete Aim, and Pete's written a couple of songs. And Brian, you're Pete's backing man. Do you go to the live and local often?
Yes, I've often running the bar there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So you've seen everyone. Pretty much.
Oh, well, I missed the last one, which is superb. People should come to these because there's some great stuff. And
was that what happened with the last one?
Oh, they had Oren on.
Yeah, Oren Devlin. Yeah, yes. So I was there.
But the stunner, I was told, was the Maori.
Oh yeah, Noronoa Renata was there with her two daughters.
Yes.
With using traditional Maori instruments.
And that was apparently a real fantastic event. So we hope to see them again performing that another time sometime soon.
But for this Friday night, there's going to be 20 ukulele players.
Yeah.
And you say there's a little bit of singing and a guitar involved or something like that?
And there's singing. I mean, there are songs. There's Pete and I singing. Then Wilkie Mac, as you've already said, you're going to talk to them later. And then the Ragtimers after that doing their set.
Okay.
The set that they'll be taking up to Mangawhai. Mm. A number of them also of the ukulele players. Sorry, Colin. are also doing sort of open mic spots, and then we're also playing outside cafes. And we've had we've had to split the group into two groups. So the Blister Sisters have broken off to do one set of cafes.
Yep.
You can't take 20-odd people into a cafe and expect them to be happy about it.
Not if they're not buying coffee.
That's right. So they split us and the rest of us. So there's about 8 or 9 going as the Blister Sisters and about 11 going as the Ragtimers to two other spots. So they've done great organising.
So which places do you play?
In Mangawhai?
Yeah, is that where you're playing?
Oh, yeah. Well, these are events that are in Mangawhai at their ukulele festival.
Okay,
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... Oh, so they've got lots of different cafes.
Yes, cafes lined up and...
Interesting idea for attracting an audience during winter attracting customers to your town.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you and good luck to all them in Mangawhai. It sounds like a very interesting weekend. And do you think you'll be playing in some cafes in Raglan?
I think they're just... Watch the space.
All right. We'll watch the space, Brian. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.